When will EVs and home batteries become cost-effective? The future cost of energy storage technologies can now be predicted under different scenarios thanks to a new tool created by researchers at Imperial College London. Using a large database, the team can predict how much consumers will have to pay in the future for energy storage technologies based on cumulative installed capacity, current cost and future investment. As an example of how it can be used, the team predicts that electric cars could potentially rival those powered by internal combustion engines, ICEs, as early as 2022. They also show that home batteries could become competitive in the 2030s. The study is published in the journal Nature Energy. As new technologies become more established, more units are produced, and costs usually fall as a result of economies of scale and improvements in manufacturing and deployment. This has been true for renewable power generators, such as solar panels, and researchers expect the same would be true of energy storage technologies. However, because storage is so new, there has been wide uncertainty about what degree of cost reduction would be experienced by different storage technologies. This new analysis reveals that with reasonable investment, energy storage technologies could soon become much cheaper, with electric cars leading the way as battery technology costs fall. Study lead Oliver Schmidt, from the Grantham Institute and the Center for Environmental Policy, said, "Energy storage has been recognized by leading figures such as Barack Obama and Bill Gates as one of the key technologies of a low-carbon 21st century. With this analysis tool, we can quantify when energy storage becomes competitive and identify where to invest to make it happen, thereby minimizing investor and policy uncertainty." To build the tool, the team collated data on the installed capacity and price of several current energy storage technologies over time to see how costs fall as installed capacity increases. They then used these trends to calculate how quickly costs would fall given different levels of future investment to increase the installed capacity. With this, they could make a series of predictions about when low-carbon energy systems might catch up with traditional fossil fuel systems. For example, they compared the cost of driving 1 mile using electric car batteries plus electricity, with the cost using fuel tanks plus gasoline. This showed that with current oil prices, electric cars will catch up with ICEs in terms of cost by 2034 at the latest, and possibly as early as 2022. Therefore, the uncertainty in how rapidly battery costs are falling translates into uncertainty of 12 years for electric cars taking off. Among other factors, this uncertainty is subject to the uptake of Tesla's Model 3 car, for which production started this month. The authors also say the tool could be used to compare the gains from different investments. For example, the Hinkley Point C nuclear power plant is now projected to cost £19.6 billion, and produce 3.2 gigawatts, GW, of power on demand when it is completed in 2025. If the same amount of money, £19.6 billion, were invested in large-scale lithium-ion batteries, by 2025 these would be able to deliver 21 to 41 gigawatts of power when charged. This is more than 10 times the UK's current electricity storage capacity, enabling the use of significantly more wind and solar energy. Co-author Ian Staffel, from the Centre for Environmental Policy, said, "This tool allows us to combat one of the biggest uncertainties in the future energy system, and use real data to answer questions such as how electricity storage could revolutionize the electricity generation sector, or when high-capacity home storage batteries linked to personal solar panels might become cost-effective." For more on home storage batteries, check out Tesla's Powerwall by the numbers. Source: Imperial College London.